Hello there. Welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. My name is Martia Umar. Thank you for joining us in this episode of Nigeria Daily. Now, the 2023 presidential and National Assembly election has come and gone, but it's still raising a lot of dust. It has sparked a lot of reactions, one of which is the low voter turnout. After the elections, I got talking with some people who, at the time of recording this podcast, wouldn't want to say, because some of them are angry. Some of them have mixed feelings from the general elections. One of the conversations I had with the man was the fact that he was supporting a particular party. He lives in Kano, but he's scared to go out and vote for the party that he supports because he fears the worst for himself. That happened in Abuja here. The polling unit close to my house. On election day, I was monitoring the election, so I didn't have time to go home and see what happens in the polling unit close to my house. But one thing I got when I got home was the fact that a particular person wanted to vote for one party, and all he could get from people around him was shame on you. So I had a conversation with another person too who said that he doesn't believe that his vote will count. And the reasons go on and on and on and on. On the podcast today, we will be speaking to a political affairs analyst, Dr. Abubakar Umar Kari. But we'll go on a quick break. When we come back, we'll connect with him and he's going to possibly tell us why there was voter apathy in the 2023 elections. It's still Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. We'll be right back.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. You can listen to this episode all over again or on the episodes of Nigeria Daily on www.dailytrust.com and on buzzsprout.com. You can listen to us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. Before the break, we're talking about the voter apathy in the 2023 elections. Like I told you, we are now being joined by Dr. Abubakar Umar Kari. And of course, he gets to introduce himself to us. Welcome, Doctor.
Yes, I'm an associate professor of political sociology and dean student affairs.
Oh, yes.
University of Abuja. Yes. Well, there are so many reasons for voter apathy. And I think voter apathy is not a Nigerian phenomenon. It's a global phenomenon. As a matter of fact, it is one of the major weaknesses of liberal democracy. It is the major reason why many people believe that democracy is not as serious or as significant as being hyped. Because at the end of the day, most of the people are not involved. Theoretically, democracy is supposed to be a system where the people freely choose their leaders. In Nigeria, it is so. We have just over 87 million people who have collected their
pieces.
But interestingly, only about 25% turn up on Saturday to vote, which represented just over 27%. It was a little bit of a drop down from the 2019 figure, which was 35%. As a matter of fact, apart from 2007, when we recorded over 50%, voter turnout since 1999 has fluctuated between 25 and 47%, which is not good enough. Now, to the reasons. One of the major reasons is the seeming dissatisfaction or disenchantment by the populace about the performance of their leaders. Democracy is supposed to harvest dividends, and these dividends are supposed to be obvious. In other words, the performance or otherwise of political leaders will influence the behavior of voters. The reality is many Nigerians are not happy with the quality of leadership that we have had. Many of them have even given up. They believe that a democracy cannot produce good leadership. And so that is why they really don't care. And this is quite interesting, given the fact that about over 11 million new people were registered between 2020 and 2022. And then there was this hype about the youth being so serious, being so whatever, that they will come and make the difference, but they don't make. So the major problem is actually the dissatisfaction of the public about what democracy is all about. Related to it also sometimes is the view by a section of the public that they are being presented with the Hobson choice. In other words, they really cannot differentiate between and among the candidates. They believe, okay, that they're all the same. They present same ideas, the same ideology, the same programs. They are not telling them anything new. And therefore, they are not impressed. Talking about 2023 presidential election, another major important reason, particularly in some northern part of, in some part of the north and the south, is likely to be security issues. In about six or seven states, bandits have been freely operating, have taken over swaths of land, hundreds of thousands or even millions of eligible voters are actually languishing and wallowing in internally displaced person camps. The others that are not in camps have not settled down. Their most important consideration is their safety, and therefore they do not bother about election. Another one, of course, another reason is poor political education. This is supposed to be the responsibility of political parties. Political parties are supposed to educate the electorate, canvass vote for them, convince them to come and vote. Most of them don't. The first education is for the political parties to convince them that democracy is the best system of government.
Okay.
And then to ask them about the need for them to come out and exercise their franchise, to come out and vote for them. There are other reasons for the low voter turnout, actually. One of them was that many voters were frustrated on Saturday, either because election materials were not brought in good time, some people waited and left. And then there are a few others who are afraid of the possibility of violence breaking out in the polling unit and so on. And so they don't want to be part of that.
Well, now we've talked about all of this, some of the reasons why people will not really turn out to vote. Now we're approaching in another election. The gubernatorial election is in few days. And if we don't talk about this, we might still experience low voter turnout on the 11th of March, where everybody comes out to choose who their next governor will be. How can we avoid this?
Yeah, very simple. The political parties have about 5 or 6 more days to campaign. I expected them to be on the field now to continue the campaign rallies, political education, vote canvassing, and so on and so forth. Another thing, again, is for INEC to take steps to ensure that all the problems that characterize the presidential election in terms of health problems, in terms of voters locating them, and so on and so forth, are addressed. They should convince people on March 11, there will be a problem. Everybody who is desirous of voting come out and vote without any problem. It is a matter of confidence or persuading the people that all the issues have been resolved. I can assure you, if some of these steps are taken, the turnout will substantially improve.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Kari, for your contribution. We really appreciate it.
Okay. You are welcome. And thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you very much. Yes. And that was Dr. Abubakar Umar Kari. He is the Dean of Student Affairs of the University of Abuja. He's a political analyst, and he has been a guest on the show talking about some of the reasons why we experience low voter turnout in the 2023 election, just concluded 2023 general election. So this year's general election, of course, is the seventh since the restoration of democracy in the country. So the total votes that were cast, it's not something that you could compare to the previous elections that we have had. And it's something that we are talking about today, low voter apathy. In a few days, precisely on the 11th of March, 2023, aside Anambra, Ekiti and Osun. I think if you want something, you have to go out there and get it. You have to get out there, exercise your franchise and wait for who becomes your next governor. So if you're saying that my vote will not count and you have to stay at home, no, it doesn't work.
And with that, I'd like to say that we have come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. To Dr. Abubakar Umar Kari, who has been our guest on today's show, we want to say thank you once again. And Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production that is open for sponsorship and advert placement. You can download this episode and other episodes on dailytrust.com. We have lots of episodes there already, and on buzzsprout.com as well. You can listen to us on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola. There's NAS FM 105.5 in Mobi. You can listen to us there as well. You can listen to us too on Unity FM 93.3 Jaws, Sawapa Radio 104.9 in Hadejia, Jigawa State. Not forgetting Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, Niger State. You can also listen by searching for Nigeria Daily on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comments, do let us know on our social media handles. On Twitter and Instagram, we are at daily_trust. And on Facebook, we are at Daily Trust. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Mardia Umar. Bye for now.